The Victorian government has announced it will cut more than 1,000 public sector jobs, including more than 300 executive positions, a move that's expected to save $4 billion. The changes come in response to recommendations from a review by a former top bureaucrat who suggested the government slash more than 2,000 jobs. Premier Jacinta Allen says Victorians are watching every dollar in their budgets and expect the state government to do the same.
These are savings that means that we can continue to deliver those frontline services that matter most to Victorian people. Now, there's a range of saving measures that have been outlined in the materials before you. They've been focused around looking at cutting the senior executive numbers in the Victorian public sector, looking at how we can further reduce our expenditure on consultants and labour hire, reducing also to office accommodation.